You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
This is the William Hill Golf Podcast. Go to news.williamhill.com for all the podcasts or search William Hill Radio on iTunes.
Yes, welcome along to the Golf Podcast. Two experts with you every single week, three sometimes, to look through the golf tournaments right here at William Hill. My name's Lee Phelps. Dave Kellner is off, so I'm in with Mike Grenham and Dave Tindall today. You're both well, chaps?
We are, but we're missing Dave Kellner already.
We've only been going like 10 seconds. You know, when are you missing him? It can only get better from this point in.
He's gonna, the only way is up, Lee.
that's certainly true. Two tournaments to look at this week with the guys. The Maybank Championship, which I'll have a little look at. We're going to concentrate on the Northern Trust Open, of course. First of all, let's have a look back at last week. Dave, we'll start with you. Vaughan Taylor, his first win for a decade. Poor old Phil Mick, eh?
Well done to Vaughan Taylor, he says through gritted teeth. Obviously, I'd put up Mickelson last week as my main tip. He was two shots clear going into the last round. We made him 4-6 going into that last round, so it felt like, never count your chickens, but it was a pretty weak leaderboard underneath him. So I thought that 4-6, you know, was a true representation of his chances. Just didn't have it in that last round. But even then, he had an up and down at the last to get into a playoff that he'd probably make 98 times out of 100, and he didn't, so it was a frustrating week.
On the other side of things, Charles Schwartzel hacked up in South Africa, Mike. So he might feature in our chats today a little bit.
Yeah, he did. He won easily. I didn't watch any of it, in truth, so I just couldn't get around to watching that one. But Dave was unlucky there in Pebble Beach, and Dave Tindall was very unlucky because who would have anticipated Vaughan Taylor coming like a steam train in the way he did after such a kind of moribund career over the last few years? And Dave Kellner was, I think he had Patrick Reed, who was six, so the dreaded sixth place for each way bets. But at least DT got a place with Phil Mickelson. Really probably been a win, but there you go. And you must have enjoyed Vaughan Taylor's Hale Irwin like run around the green, did you, Dave? I bet you were cheering that.
Oh, yeah, I was thrilled, yeah.
Yes, always good seeing the winner who chinned your bet celebrating in such exuberant fashion.
It's terrible, isn't it?
Like I said, two tournaments this weekend. We're going to concentrate on the Northern Trust Open, of course, but let's have a quick chat about this Maybank Championship in Malaysia, chaps. It's a new event, new venue. We don't know too much about it. We know that the fairways are narrow and it's tree-lined, so straight and accurate. Difficult one to get a handle on, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not having a bet in this event, Lee, but which is a shame because it's a really good field. There's some good players in there. It's not like last week's tournament in South Africa, which was fairly low grade. This is decent. There's in the top of the market's got Danny Willett, who's in red hot form, and Louis Oosthuizen, who could look big at 18-1 to be fair, is probably the most talented player in the field. But it's a new event, a new course, just makes it tricky. So you've got to have a good view on it, I think, to want to have a bet at this stage. I don't have that knowledge of what the course is like, so I'd rather see what it's like for a round or two and then maybe have a go. There was a couple of players caught my eye, but none of them were quite the price I'd have wanted to. So I won't be betting it. You, Dave?
Sort of reiterate what you've said, Mike, really. It's a bit of a guessing game. The last time it was used at kind of this level, that Royal Singular, was 2002. And yeah, you look at some of the players, they were sort of steady types, Alistair Forsyth, Stephen Leaney, Alex Chaker. But, you know, 14 years ago, who knows what's changed since, and, you know, is the rough as deep? You just don't know. But all you can say, it's in Kuala Lumpur, where they've held lots of events before. It's going to be hot and humid. And there are some of the top guys do have good form in that part of the world. Oosthuizen won the Malaysian Open the week after he lost that playoff to Bubba in the Masters. Danny Willett's played well there before. People like Joost Luiten, he won his first European Tour event in Malaysia. So there's little clues, but I don't think not enough to be sure. So I think, it makes sense to have a little watch and maybe come in after a round or two.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Yeah, I had a little look at people like Tommy Fleetwood, who might be coming back to a bit of form. Yeah. But no one really jumped off the page as being worthy of a bet until we see what the course is playing like. So You know, very easily might tweet a bet or have a bet during the event, but at this moment in time, I just didn't have enough evidence to get stuck in.
Yeah, the betting, the two golfers that the guys have mentioned, Danny Willett is the favourite, 10-1. Jus Luton is 16-1, as is Louis Oosthuizen and Martin Kamer. Rafa Cabrera Bello, same price. Thorbjørn Olsen is 20-1. Matthew Fitzpatrick, 25s, as is Thomas Peters. And Tong Chai JD, 33s and bigger. The rest is a big old field there with some big prices. So if you have got a clue, check out the prices at williamhill.com and you may be able to find a little bit of value in that one. The Northern Trust Open is our key market this weekend. We're going to have a look at the betting in this one. It's the Riviera Country Club in LA. No walk in the park. It's, in fact, one of the toughest courses on the PGA Tour. And actually the hardest 71 par course on tour last year. Jordan Spieth and Rory McIlroy head the market at 13-2. Dustin Johnson's 14-1. Hideki Matsuyama's 16s. So is Justin Rose. Bubba Watson is at 22-1. Charles Schwartzel, we've already talked about on the podcast, is 25. Jimmy Walker, Sergio Garcia, the same price. Got likes of Bill Haas, JB Holmes at 28s. Adam Scott, 33s. Paul Casey, 33s. Then 50s and bigger the rest. Who would like to go first?
Well, I've only got one bet, Dave. Okay. What about you?
You've got a couple, haven't you, Dave?
Two. Yeah.
Well, Dave, you go first then.
Okay. I'll lead off then with... I'll talk about the front two in the betting. One of the sort of reasons this tournament is well known, it's the one that Tiger never won. He had 11 goes at it, but never got over the line. So it sort of stands out like that. Jack Nicklaus never won there as well. So if you think maybe it is a graveyard for the elite, then you know maybe Rory and Jordan Spieth are worth taking on. I don't particularly think it's a Rory McIlroy course, to be honest. I think it might be a bit narrow and restricted for him. So that kind of leads me to look a bit further down the betting. And the one I really like is Charles Schwartzel. We saw him hack up last week by 8 shots. Then he won again on the South African, in one of the European Tour South African events, a couple of starts before that. If you're making a kind of horse racing analogy, you could say, you know, he's won a couple of handicaps and he's got to win a Group 1 here. But he can win at this level. He's obviously won the Masters. And it's just a really good course for him. It's unusual in that the grass here is Kikuyu grass, which they grow up on in South Africa. Ernie Els has made reference to it. He's won this tournament before. Rory Sabatini, another South African, has won it before. So it's very much, they very much feel at home, the South African guys. And that applies to Schwartzel as well. He came here a couple of years ago for his course debut, finished third, finished fifth the next year. So he's got the course form. It's logical that he's got the course form. And he's obviously in great form too. He had a bit of a patch in the doldrums, Schwartzel, where he looked like the sort of weight of the world was on his shoulders and he looked like he wasn't enjoying his game. But now, after that, especially after that win last week, I think he's in cracking form. So 25-1. And we were 33s, I think, originally, but that's gone. But I still think 25s, there's some juice in that. And I'm very confident about him putting in a big, big performance this week, Charles Schwartzel.
Charles Schwartzel, then, first pick there for Dave Tindall at 25-1 now with William Hill. Mike Grenham, your pick, your big pick?
Yeah, I'm only having one pick. Lee, I'm going to go for Jordan Spieth to justify odds of 13-2. Not the biggest price in the world, but for Jordan, I think it's decent value. He was fourth here last year. He just continues to be in great form, and he's something of an each-way banker. I think 6 of his last 8 outings, you'd have got a return for the each-way money, and that includes a couple of wins and a couple of second places. I just expect him to be there or thereabouts. He's a great putter. You need to put well here. It's quite a tricky course, putting. Even short putts are quite difficult here. Good tee to green player, good par 4 player. I don't think it is Rory McIlroy's course. I think Dave's right there. I'd endorse that. So I think if you take that in mind, Rory's putting probably isn't quite on song at the moment. It makes Jordan Spieth look very attractive at 13-2 to me. And I kind of have in my head, unless he's out of form, that any time he's around about that price, he's worth a bet because he's looking like he's better than most of these.
Jordan Spieth, top of the market, 13-2 for Mike Grenham. Dave, your second pick at the Northern Trust Open?
Yeah, this is, I've got a slightly strange kind of bit of inside knowledge on this course because a mate of mine used to live in Hertfordshire. This does become relevant.
Yeah, we'll just go up. We'll just listen for a bit then. I've got the feeling this is going to be one of those stories.
His wife got a job as like a sort of producer out in Hollywood, and he just went along, you know, to join her. But he was a golf pro back in England, and somehow he talked his way into becoming the assistant pro at Riviera. I don't think he knows himself how he managed it, but you know, and this is one of the courses where all you like Hugh Grant play there, Larry David play there. He actually saw Larry David. Larry David was actually playing with him when he got a hole in one, bizarrely. So he's got all these little ins on it. So obviously, what I wanted to know was who's going to win this week? Who does it suit? He's very much of the opinion that it suits a fader, someone with a power fade, and someone with great scrambling skills. So you kind of plug that into the guys who are playing well, and the one that comes out at the moment is JB Holmes. It's that big power fade off the tee, and his scrambling stats the last 3 weeks. Last three events, he's 12th, 5th and 6th in that category, and that's translated into some great finishes. I think he was 11th at Pebble, tied 6th the 2 weeks before, and he's got great course form as well. JB Holmes, he's had a bunch of top 25s at this venue. He had a run between 2008 to 2012 where, you know, he got 4 top 10s out of 5, so it's a great course for him. He loves this course and he's playing well. 28s, maybe historically you think that's a bit tight on JB Holmes, but I'm very much into backing someone who's got both elements this week. I think it is a course where the same names have cropped up, and it is one that I think you either like or you don't. So I think JB Holmes is it's an each way price, isn't it? 28-1. So it'd be my second pick. But I agree with Mike. I think at the very front of the market, Spieth's the one I would fear, definitely.
Yeah, he was only a shot out of a playoff last year, let's not forget, you know, and he's got even better since then, hasn't he? So Spieth had a really moderate first few rounds at Pebble, but finished really well on the Sunday, which caught my eye. That's why I fancy him.
Dave Kellen has sent in a tip as well.
Has he?
Believe it or not. No, I said to him, do you want to send something
who's
in?
Who's he tipped? Let's
and
guess.
He said, do you want to have a guess? Should we play a little game then? Guess who he's picked. He's given me a pick, but he's also given me one of those where it's like, but, there's a but in it.
Tell us.
He's gone for Paul Casey. Says he loves the course, finished second last year, beaten in a playoff. He says he's not sure he'd have him at 33s. So it's like, well, what are we going to do
what's
about
the
that?
Point, then?
Well, what's the point then? Yeah, give me a tip then.
It's a betting preview, not.
If he's going to win, he's going to win at 33s. I'll take 33s.
Yeah, just disregard that.
So I'll delete that one. Yeah. I'll just delete that.
Standards, that's poor.
Yeah, so Paul Casey is DK's pick. If it wins, I'm sure he'll forget the idea that it was as little as 33 to 1.
Yeah, it'd been his pick, won't it?
Indeed. Honourable mentions, chaps? Anyone that's further down the field are you looking at? Dave?
Obviously, Dustin Johnson's got great course form here. Got into a playoff last year and surprisingly lost. Matsuyama, who won the other week, he's got great course form. Jimmy Walker's had a pair of top fours here as well. Sergio should have won last year. He bogeyed the last two holes and missed the playoff by a shot. But I've just got this feeling Sergio's, I don't know, when all the big guys are up against him, I don't think he thinks he can win anymore at this.
He wouldn't be for me at 25 either.
Talks himself out of it.
Yeah.
I wondered if you would be going for Bill Haas, Mike.
Do you know what, Dave? I would have picked him. He's actually down in my picks here. You see that link?
Yeah.
And very unusually.
He's only working like on Countdown.
I am.
Yes, he is.
He's cut from 33s to 28s, and I just couldn't justify backing him ahead of players like Bubba Watson at 22s, who was also 25s, by the way. The two players that I was closest to backing were Bubba and Bill Haas, and they've both been cut 22s and 28s. They're just a bit too short. Jimmy Walker at 25s, Bubba at 22s. Do I really want to be on Bill Haas at 28s? I'll watch those three in running and probably back one of them in running. But yes, I was. I think he'll go well. He loves this course. It's tailor-made for his game, and he's in very good form with 3 top 10s in his last 5 finishes and a top 20 besides that. So yeah, Bill loves it here. He'd be top of my list. He was going to be a bet until I saw the price cut, but I thought I'd leave it with a short price Jordan Spieth bet. That was enough. And
if you can take Rory McIlroy out of the market, I know you can never do that. But if you can make reasons why he shouldn't be joint favourite, then
I'm not sure about value. Dustin Johnson at the moment, Dave. Are you? I just think
he's a bit off, isn't he?
Yeah, I think so. Bubba as well was really close on me, having won here before. But his performance 2 weeks ago in Phoenix was a little bit eccentric, to say the least. And then he didn't really bounce back at Pebble. So I just thought I thought I might have tipped him. But again, 22s, I just thought I'll leave it. They'd be the market leaders that I was most interested in. Any outsiders for you, Dave?
I struggled to come up with an outsider, to be honest. I know we had an outsider win it last year in James Hahn, but, I mean, who would have picked him in a million years? There wasn't really anyone who got excited about further down the betting. I think it's quite sort of top-heavy. A lot of the guys at the front of the market, you can sort of say, yeah, he'll probably go well. I mean, you know, Spieth, definitely. I think Garcia will go well. And obviously, I really love Schwartzel and Holmes. So you're kind of running out of each-way places after that, aren't you? So I struggle to find anyone at juicy odds.
It's a strange mix of good players and outsiders, this event, as regards winners. I think Billy Horschel is starting to play better again. I don't think he's played here in recent years, so I did have a little look at him. If it plays a 6 or 7 under kind of winner again, like it did last year, maybe could Kevin Chappell start to bounce back a little bit, 150-1? And I also have Cameron Smith on my mind as someone who might have a go in one of these type of tournaments this year. I like him a lot. So those are two really, really big priced outsiders who are not playing that well, but might be suited by a non-double digit under par tournament. So that they caught my eye a little bit. Chappell can come out of nowhere and get a finish. Cameron Smith looks to have a lot of ability. They were probably two guys that I like. And Billy Horschel, I think he's just beginning to warm up nicely again.
Yeah, I if there is one, maybe I'd take a flyer on it. It might be Ernie Els. You know, he has won here, and he should have won. I think this might have been in our early betting days, Mike. The 1995 USPGA was held here when Elkington won, beat Monty.
Well, I bat Steve Elkington, Dave. Yeah, I remember that well. Poor old Monty. People say he couldn't win majors, and Steve Elkington hold one from about 50 feet to beat him. You know, it's a hard world, isn't it, sometimes? But yeah, Els used to always play well here, didn't he?
Els was 3 shots clear going into that final round. He made a mess of it, but he does really love Riviera, isn't it?
Yeah.
There were signs the other week, and I think it was Qatar, when his putting was a little bit better. Mm. I'm not sure he could win, but he could play him in the top 10.
Well, what price is he top 10, Lee? Because, yeah, I agree with you. I'd find it hard to see him win now. He won here in 1999, I'm seeing. Is that the only time he's won it? Only won here once?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
You'd think he'd have had a couple more wins here for a player of his immense ability.
It's definitely an Ernie Els sort of course.
12-1 top 10.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's fair.
Could do worse than that. Mm. Could do worse than that, yeah.
So the main picks, some big prices there, but main picks were Charles Schwartzel for Dave Tindall, 25-1. Jordan Spieth, the headline pick for Mike Grenham at 13-2, with JB Holmes, Dave Tindall's second pick, at 28.
What points are you having? What points are you having on those? As Lee hasn't let our announce our own tips.
Is that what you do?
Yeah, don't you ever listen?
Yeah, I do. Each way, I'm both to Mike. One and a half points each way on both of them.
Fairly confident, that. Fairly confident.
And the other one.
Well, as I've only got one, I've only got one, Dave, I'll have to trump you and go on 2.5 points each way. But he's short. Spieth, I appreciate. It's not for everyone at that price.
Enough on, because obviously last time you were so bullish about him and maybe didn't.
I have to be fair, Dave, to be honest, I'm not quite as confident on this one as that. You know, it was a very small field in the Hyundai, and I thought it was ridiculously priced with such a good record there. This is a tougher, bigger field. He is a bigger price, so I'm very happy to take 13-2, but I wouldn't profess to being quite as bullish as I was in the Hyundai.
That's fair.
And I do listen. It's just that usually when you give your tips, I race off and switch podcasts off to go and back them. I never get to the bit where you actually announce them properly.
You and many others, Lee.
That's what happens. I must listen right till the end. Obviously, each way odds available. Quarter of the odds for a place in the top five if you're looking at the each way prices there.
Player we don't want to win? Were you going to ask that?
Yep, I was going to go for that. You sat there on Sunday night. And as Dave was, who's that one who rocks up and does the victory?
The player who Dave didn't want to win was Von Taylor.
Yeah. So who's
doing it?
If someone does a victory dance around the green this Sunday, who's it going
to
be, Mike?
Who don't you want it to be? Yeah. Well, Bill Haas, actually, because as Dave rightly predicted, I was ever so close to tipping him. He was in that. That means tipping that where you have written that there. Yeah. And I haven't done it, so that would be a bit of a kick. But yeah, Bubba and Jimmy Walker were very close too.
Dave?
Yeah, I think I'd I'd feel like I'd slightly missed the boat if Spieth didn't win, but I'd be pleased for Mike, obviously. Jimmy Walker, I've got a feeling he'll go well, but he was just a bit short. But if Walker won, I'd think, that's one that got away.
He just, I mean, I backed him, I think, two of the last 3 weeks or something like that. I backed him last week, as you did, and he's just making, he's having little batches of holes where it just all goes to pot, you know, and double bogeys here. Yeah, but other than that, everything else is in place. He wasn't that far off a place last week, Dave, and a bit frustrating, really.
Yeah,
chaps, it's been enjoyable. Anything else to wrap up? Have I missed anything else?
No. Well, on Twitter we'll be at M Grenham at what is it? Yours, Dave?
Dave Tindall
Golf. Yeah, and at, well, let's say at D Kellner, because he'll
at D Kellner and at Lee Phelps.
At Lee Phelps. If you want any more golf tips towards the end of the weekend, plus of course In Play Radio on Sunday, Dave, you'll be in the hot seat and you'll be keeping an eye on these tournaments
as well. Great, it's a great course, Riviera, isn't it, Dave? Yeah. It's great to watch. I love it.
It's a good one this week. Yeah,
really good. And I'd like to see what happens in Malaysia. If we get a feel for that early, I might well tweet a couple of bets.
Yeah, the final round. It might be interesting if there is a bit of a feel for it. Then make sure you check out the Twitter addresses. We'll put them on the post on William Hill's website. Just go to williamhill.com/podcasts or check out the podcast on Audio Boom. You can subscribe on iTunes, of course, as well. To search William Hill Golf Podcast. Thank you very much for your time, Mike, and Dave, thank you for guiding me through.
No, well done, Lee. Well done. An able substitute, wasn't he, Dave?
Yeah, probably too good, actually. We'll get him in.
Get him in and dump the other fella.
Yeah. Well, Dave will be back.
It'd be easy, wouldn't it? We wouldn't have two Daves then.
Yeah, that would be. It'd make a lot easier, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
DK and DT. Yeah.
I was going to change my name to Dave.
We had a rugby league podcast with three Marks on it last year.
Did you?
Three Daves wouldn't be too bad. Thank you very much for your time, chaps. Thank you very much for listening, of course, as well. And if you're having a bet on either of the tournaments this weekend, very best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.